This morning I want us to think about going and resting in peace. And the focus verse for us is Psalm 4, verse 8, which by the miracle of modern technology will appear on the screen. In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, will keep me safe. Do you ever find yourself longing for rest? Have you ever laid your head down on the pillow at night, yet no matter what you try, your head carries on going? You keep thinking, and they're not necessarily good thoughts. I find in my own life that there are times when I'm really, really tired where the enemy seems to whisper things in my ears. And when I know I should be sleeping, I actually struggle and I stay awake. Or maybe it's that the world around us is filled with noise. I remember when we lived in London, you know, the sound of the traffic going past, it almost became soothing. And when we first moved down here and it was quiet at night, it felt really, really odd. Or then, if you have discovered the satanic thing that is WhatsApp, and your phone just goes beep and beep and beep multiple times every single day, and you think, oh, I remember when it was better when we had a landline and we could just take the headset off the cradle and you couldn't be bothered by anybody. All you'd hear was that screaming whistle from the phone. And even then you could stick the phone and headset in a drawer and stay quiet.
Unplug it,
yeah, from the wall. Somehow life gets in the way with noise. And notifications are one thing, but then if you work, then you know that there's these things called deadlines that you are meant to meet to achieve quotas or targets. And everything that happens can cause worry, it can cause regret, it can cause fear. And in the 21st century, one of the most painful things that people experience is anxiety. And I think for many, anxiety is part of the soundtrack of modern life. We almost expect to be dismayed. We expect to be hassled. We expect to be bothered or interrupted by something. And life just doesn't seem as simple as it once was. And for King David, when he wrote this psalm, he declares something that's radical, but that's just as relevant to us today. In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you, O Lord, will keep me safe. When we focus on the Lord, when we focus on the safety that we have in him, when we focus on the fact that he's the one who's in control and not us, life should be simpler. No, I say should be simpler, because we still let our minds get in the way. But David here, he doesn't say, I'll rest when all my problems are solved. He doesn't say, when I've defeated every enemy, then I'll sleep. He says, in peace, I will lie down and sleep. David knew that God is the one who is the ruler over every storm. David knew that his peace came from the Lord and not from within himself. And this morning, I believe that God is telling us to go and rest in his peace, to allow his peace to cover us, to enfold us, to give us that rest that we need. Spiritually, mentally, physically, rest is important. And the peace, the rest that God gives us, is not what the world gives us. We have a peace because we know that Jesus Christ is our Lord. We know that he's our Saviour. We know that we are secure in him. We know that we're safe, that he is in control, and that we can trust him in every circumstance of life. First point, rest comes from trusting the God who is sovereign. Psalm 4 is a psalm of trust. It's written during one of David's many times of distress. It was likely during the rebellion of Absalom that he wrote this. His own son sought to overthrow him. His reputation was under attack. His life was in danger, yet he still found peace in God. In peace, shalom, I will lie down and sleep. The Hebrew word shalom, it means more than the absence of conflict. It means wholeness, it means completeness, it means harmony and flourishing. It's amazing how much is lost in the English translation. But David, he found shalom peace. Not because his circumstances were calm, not because his confidence was in himself, but because his confidence was in God. The God who never sleeps, the God who never slumbers, the God who is always with us. That was the source of David's peace. Isaiah 26 verse 3 says, "You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you." Are your thoughts fixed on the Lord today? Were your thoughts fixed on the Lord when you lay down to sleep last night? What Isaiah describes here is a perfect peace. Literally in Hebrew, it's shalom, shalom, a double portion of God's rest, a double portion of God's peace, a double portion of God's blessing for those who fix their eyes and minds on Him. The world, it's full of unrest at the moment. There is still trouble and tribulation in many, many places. And we may never be able to control external circumstances, but we can always trust in our Saviour. We can always trust in our Lord. We can always trust in the one who is sovereign to give us His peace. Charles Stanley said this, "Trusting God means looking beyond what we can see to what God sees." Remember, God knows the end from the beginning and everything in between. And when Charles says this, he is reminding us that faith is not based on sight. Faith is not based on what we see. We must have confidence in God and His hand being upon us, leading us, guiding us, carrying us to safety. God is always working for our good. We may experience trial, we may experience difficulty, but we don't face it alone. And David, he was able to lie down in peace because he looked beyond what he saw. He looked to the God that he knew was in control. God is sovereign and God is able. I wonder, what does actually keep you awake at night? Is it finances? Is it family? Do you worry about your health? Maybe it's something you can't control, like your partner snoring or breathing very heavily in the middle of the night. There are lots of things that can keep us awake, but we need to surrender to God. Trust Him. He is sovereign. He is Lord of all. And He is the one that can turn our panic into peace. He's the one who's with us in the darkest of hours. He's the one that's with us when we're restless. He's the one who keeps us safe. Second point, rest comes from knowing the God who is our protector. David carries on, "For you alone, O Lord, will keep me safe." The Hebrew word for keep me safe, it's betach. It means to trust, to feel secure, to be confident, to rest in safety. It's the image of a child sleeping soundly in a parent's arms when chaos rages all around. Proverbs 3:5, "I lay down and slept, yet I woke up in safety, for the Lord was watching over me." Do we all know that to be true? I'm assuming we all woke up this morning. Yeah?
Yes.
So God kept you safe last night. God will keep you safe tonight, tomorrow night. Every night until he calls you home, he will be with you. You're not alone. You know, Psalm 3 and Psalm 4, they are companion psalms. They are morning and evening prayers. In Psalm 3, David awakes safely. In Psalm 4, he lies down peacefully. And between the two psalms, there's a rhythm of trust. From sunrise to sunset, God watches over his children. From sunrise to sunset, God watches over us. That's an incredible thought, isn't it? Just as the sun rises every day, just as the sun sets every day, God is consistent in how he watches over us. Max Lucado said this, "God's got this. You may feel out of control, but he never is." God's the one who orders our steps. God is the one who commands our destiny. God is the one who carries us every moment of every day. Do Max's words resonate with you here? The same God who helmed David in the wilderness, the same God who looked after David when he faced difficulty and trial, the same God is the Almighty God who looks after us. The Almighty One who doesn't slumber, whose eye is never closed, who never sleeps. He is watching over us. There was a missionary who once travelled by a boat through a storm at sea. And everyone on the boat was panicking because of the storm. But there was one child on the boat that just slept soundly through the waves crashing, through the thunder, through the lightning. And when the child woke up, someone asked him, "Why were you able to sleep?" And the child says, "It's simple. My dad is the captain of this boat, and I trust him." Is Abba Father the captain of your boat? Do you trust him in every circumstance? Often we can feel like things are going out of control. Often it feels like things are spiraling. And we panic when actually what we should be doing is praying. Thanking God that he is with us in the midst of that storm. And if the Heavenly Father is truly the captain of your boat, the captain of your life, you can sleep safely in the storm, knowing that you're safe, knowing that you're protected. The 21st century, in many ways, it's an age of fear. There's been viruses, there's wars, there's economic instability. I believe our confidence as believers can be shaken. But our confidence shouldn't rest in political parties. Our confidence shouldn't rest in the paycheck that we have in our pocket. Our confidence must be in the protective power of an almighty God. The one who spoke and everything came into existence. Is there a problem that's too big for God to deal with? God's bigger than every problem. He's bigger than every circumstance. He's bigger than every situation we could ever face. And remember, we don't face those situations and circumstances alone. He is with us. Third point, rest comes from belonging to the God who provides peace through Jesus Christ. John 14:27. "I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart, and the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give, so don't be troubled or afraid." The peace that King David knew It was just a shadow of the greater peace that we have in Jesus Christ. When Jesus spoke these words, he was on his way to the cross. He offered peace, not by removing trouble, but by overcoming it, by conquering it. The world's peace depends on circumstances, but Christ's peace depends on his presence. His presence in our lives, his presence in everything that we do. That's where true peace comes from. Tim Keller said this, "The peace of God is not the absence of fear. It is, in fact, his presence in the midst of fear." Through the cross, Jesus made peace between sinful humanity and a holy God. Because of the cross, Jesus reconciled us to God the Father. Not because of anything that we've done, but because of everything that he's done. He's paid the ransom. He's paid the price. He was the only one who could set us free, and he's done it. In 2 Corinthians 5:21, it says this, "For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ." It's all because of what he's done. The name Yeshua, Jesus, it means the Lord saves. True peace, shalom, comes only through the salvation that Jesus provides. We have peace with God because of Jesus' sacrifice for us. We have peace with God because of what Christ has accomplished. And it's a peace that's guaranteed for all who will trust in Jesus as Lord and Saviour. There was a man who bought a clock, and it was a large clock. And one night the clock just stopped working. And the man tried everything to fix it, but nothing worked. Finally, he went back to the shop where he got it and spoke to the person who had made the clock. And all that was needed was for one small spring in the clock to be adjusted, and it started working again perfectly. It ticked perfectly every second. You know, when our hearts are restless, it's almost like we need God to work on the springs in our heart. Now, I know there's no springs in our heart. Now, I've got a pacemaker. Maybe there's springs in there. I don't think so. But God can work in our heart. He can work in our minds. He can tweak a little here and there to ensure that our minds are peaceful. To ensure that we have that perfect peace that passes all understanding. Sometimes we just need to be still and know that God is God. Sometimes it would be nice if we had a pause button on our brain, wouldn't it? When we could just think, oh, right, I won't think about that for a moment. So, my nan used to say that people who are always smiling really don't know what's going on. But maybe we should smile more, knowing that God's in control.
Yeah, amen.
Maybe we should smile more, knowing that we are safe in his hand. Mm. Maybe we should smile more, knowing God's got this.
Yeah.
If your heart's restless, turn to the one who can restore your peace. If your heart is restless, seek him in prayer. Jesus is the maker, the restorer of our souls, the lover of our souls, as it's translated in some places. He is the one who is able to bring peace in the midst of toil and trouble. The world will tell you that you can manufacture your own peace. The world will tell you, oh, try meditation, or get more money, or have some computer-based therapy. But peace for us is in a person. Peace for us is in Jesus. There is no better way for us to gain peace than to seek Jesus to spend time with him, to love him, to honour him, to experience the care that he has for us. Fourth point, rest comes from surrendering to the God who rules our tomorrows. Psalm 4:8 doesn't end with David saying, "I might sleep." He says, "I will lie down and sleep." It's an act of surrender. He chooses to rest because he trusts the God who holds tomorrow. He chooses to rest because he knows he's safe in his Lord. It would be good if we did the same, wouldn't it? Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7 reminds us, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he's done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Let me remind you that Paul the Apostle wrote these words while in prison, yet he knew peace. Because he knew that peace was not found in the place that he was in, peace was found in the person of Christ. I wonder, would we be able to write something like this if we were in prison? Many of us are in prisons that we've built around ourselves. For some, it's a prison that's actually built as a comfort zone. We set boundaries that we choose not to cross. We pick things or refuse to do certain things that might just damage our peace. I couldn't possibly witness to someone that I work with. It would make it really difficult. I'd have to look at them every day and they'd think I was weird. Yes, I've got people in my family that don't know Jesus, but I will have no peace if I start talking to them about Jesus. Friends, out of love, we're supposed to share the truth of the gospel. We have been saved, we have been set free, and because we live in freedom, we have the freedom to tell others about Jesus. The only way of salvation, the only truth, the only life. Yet sometimes we choose to be silent. Instead of speaking words of life, instead of encouraging others to know Jesus as Lord and Saviour for themselves, the only thing that's peaceful is our tongue. It's like we've lost the urgency. We've forgotten that without Jesus, there is no salvation. And maybe we would do well to actually invite others into the peace that we have already discovered for ourselves. But just as we've given our heart and our mind to Jesus, we could give others the opportunity to do that for themselves. And you don't have to do that on a mission trip. You don't have to be called into a foreign land to do that. You can do that in your street. You can do that in your house. You can do that in your place of work. John Piper said this, God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in him. We may say we're satisfied in him, but do our hearts show that we're satisfied in him? If we've found rest, if we've found peace, we should reflect that in the world in which we live. I'll be honest, over the years I've met some Christians that seem far from peaceful, far from being calm. And I'm not saying that they were energetic evangelists, I'm just saying that there wasn't a peace of God about their lives. They seem to worry about everything from the minutest detail to the big things in life. Everything seemed to cause them worry. It's like they'd forgotten that they needed to trust in the Lord and trust in him alone. Or maybe it's that they were relying on themselves. Maybe they were listening to a whisper in their ear that was saying to them, you're the one that's in control, rather than by faith declaring that God is the one that's in control. You know, every time we choose prayer over panic, every time we choose gratitude over grumbling, every time we choose faith over fear, we proclaim to the world around us that Jesus is real, that Jesus is Lord, and that Jesus is the one who set us free. There is an ultimate source of peace. The gospel is the ultimate source of peace. Our greatest lack of peace, it's not financial, it's not emotional, it's not relational. Our greatest lack of peace is spiritual. Sin is what separates us from God, and we are restless until we find Him. Until we are restless until we place our life in Him. We're restless until we trust Him. Romans 5, verse 1. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us. Let me remind you, at the cross, Jesus bore our sin, He bore our shame, He bore our judgment. He died to reconcile us to God. He was buried and rose again on the third day. And His resurrection declares victory over death and offers peace to all who believe in Him. Friends, peace is not the absence of problems. It's the presence of Christ within us. That is true peace. Let me give you a call to action. My friends, we must turn to God if we want peace. Sleep, we may struggle to sleep. And if we've got an anxious mind and if we're spinning things round and round like... Have you ever seen those performers that have these really long sticks that they put a plate on the top of and they spin the plate and then they run up and down and the plates keep spinning? That's not meant to be how our lives are. But if we're honest, that's how our lives feel most days. We're spinning the plates, we are attempting to do far more than we should ever attempt to do. We will feel anxious, we will feel tired, we will feel weary if we're forever spinning plates that we shouldn't be spinning. God does have a purpose for each and every one of us. He has a plan for each and every one of us. He calls us to active service for Him. But He's also given us the limits of living in a frail human body. We can't do everything. But what we do do, we should do well. For His glory, for His honour, for the gospel to be proclaimed. So let's be selective in what we choose to do. Let's not be anxious in what we do, but let's do something. I believe that today God is inviting each and every one of us to surrender our worries to Him, to repent from any ongoing or besetting sins that we may have, to cease our striving to receive His peace through faith in Jesus and Jesus alone. Repent, that means turning from our sins. Yes, we did that when we first came to know Jesus as Lord and Saviour, but we may have allowed stuff to creep back into our lives. And if we're honest, some of those sins are things that we enjoy, but we know they're wrong in God's sight. So we need to repent and move back towards God. Believe. We believe in the finished work of Jesus Christ. We trust in the finished work of Christ on the cross. For us to be saved, we are saved in Jesus and Jesus alone. We're not saved by our works. We're saved by our belief, our faith, our trust in Him. And we need to receive. We need to receive the peace of God in our lives. We need to receive that peace that passes all understanding. And if today you're already a believer, let this be your daily posture. Repent, believe, and receive. We can lay down our burdens before our Lord. We should do that every night. We shouldn't go to sleep carrying the burdens of life on our back. We need to give it all to God. We need to begin each day with gratitude. How many of you thank God this morning for allowing you to wake up?
Yep.
It's a simple thing. If we begin each day with gratitude, if we begin each day with trust, our days may look very different from the way that they do at times. If we live in the peace that Christ provides to us, then the world might see the Prince of Peace through us. Has anyone ever asked you, how can you be peaceful in this circumstance? How can you say that you trust God when such and such is going on? Friends, the peace of God must be evident in our lives. And that only comes if we trust Him. So in conclusion, peace is not found in our possessions, it's not found in our progress, it's not found in people, it's found in the presence of Jesus. As you go into this week, remember the words of Psalm 4:8. In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, will keep me safe. May we go and rest in the peace of God. May His Spirit calm our hearts. May His Word guard our minds. And may Jesus reign and rule in our lives. Yes, we've accepted Him as Saviour, but let's also make Him Lord of our life. Let's surrender control to Him. Thessalonians says, now may the Lord of peace Himself give you His peace at all times and in every situation. May I pray that as a blessing, as a benediction upon each and every one of us. Let's rest in God, let's trust in Him, and let's know His peace in every moment of our lives.